George Orwell and Mario Gassner, just thinking of models. You said 2.5 million megaliters, or 2,500 gigaliters?
Gigaliters.
Yeah, that's four times the current price of water you're going to pay. Okay? So $10 billion, current average price, $1,000 a megaliter. You're going to pay four times that price. With the money you've got, and with the plan that I read, you're going to recover about half the water.
You're going to save a quarter, and you're going to buy a quarter. So what is the target? It's the first time I've heard someone say it. And for a $10 billion investment, you're going to buy 2,500 gigalitres, is that right?
The savings will be 2,500 gigalitres. That's total savings.
And the buyback as well, or is that part of it?
No, that's part of that. So we're actually pretty confident, George, that we can actually do it with the $10 billion to get 2,500 gigalitres.
Knocked over in the rush. Any more questions? Yeah, Russell.
Russell Cooper from Golden Murray Water. You spoke to Malcolm about the sharing of the water savings, with the irrigators in terms of putting in more accurate meters and what have you. You didn't put a time frame there. I mean, do you see that as going on indefinitely for a year, 3 years, 10 years? What do you see as happening there?
Could you clarify what you mean by we expect the savings, if you like, to go on indefinitely?
No. What I'm talking about is if you save water from the installation of more accurate meters and you deliver effectively less water to individual irrigators, there's a saving there by the installation of those meters. If I heard you correctly, you referred to sharing half of that saving with those irrigators. So my question is really,
the part you share,
does that have a time frame to it?
Well, for each investment in a irrigation district associated with either on-farm or off-farm infrastructure, as that investment occurs, those savings will be calculated at that particular time. So over the next 10 years, it would be a progressive saving, but under each of those investments in each of those districts, there would be a 50-50 saving at that particular time, which would be ongoing.
Malcolm, Bob O'Brien from Percat Water in Adelaide, Percat trades water licences. I may have missed it, but did you mention any time frames for a national registry of water licences?
No, I didn't mention any time frame. We're still currently discussing that with states, but we're not proposing to the registration of entitlements will remain in the states. But out of that, we would develop links to create a national data set. Timeframes, we would hope that would be able to be done reasonably quickly, although certainly within the first 3 years, I would have thought.
David Ive from URS. Malcolm, you said in the need for referral of powers, you said you'd be avoiding consensus-based decisions. And I'm just wondering, does that mean the end of the consultative processes in development of water management plans and that sort of thing? Do the community still have some involvement in these decisions?
Well, the answer is yes. Consultation and engagement is absolutely critical. I mean, the issue in what I was referring to there was rather than having a commission with seven ministers, that you end up with one minister making a decision.
Yeah, there was a product my question is about the risk-sharing arrangements that we have under the National Water Initiative. As you're aware, one part of the risk-sharing arrangement says that the costs of any reduction in water that's determined to be available because of genuine new knowledge about water resources and availability will be borne up until 2014 by water users, that's basically irrigators. What is the status of the risk-sharing arrangements under the new plan, and do you see the risk-sharing arrangements being used to reduce the budgetary outlays in getting the water savings you're looking for?
In terms of the development of the plan, it's in line with the National Water Initiative. So the risk-sharing arrangements within the NWI will be applied. That's putting it in its simplest form.
David Finlay, La Trobe University. You mentioned several times environmental health of the Murray-Darling Basin system, but there was no dollars attached to it. Could you explain what you meant by the environmental health of the system within this scheme?
Well, the water which will be saved will come into the hands of an environmental water manager, which will be an entity which will be created as part of the new arrangements, and they will hold entitlements which will be used for delivery in terms of environmental management of the system itself. So part of the package, if you like, and the outcome is not only benefits to irrigators, it's benefits to the environment as well, because it's an integrated package. It's not one thing or the other.
Tim Hunt from Rabobank. Malcolm, you talked about the development of trading in the system. Do you eventually envisage a system whereby water will be tradable from the northern part of the Darling Basin through to the southern part of the basin?
Trading will be within basin, yes, and the answer to that is that's possible.
And last question up the back.
Hi, just a pretty quick question from me. I'm Catherine Holliwell from the Department of Primary Industries in Victoria. The federal government is proposing to make environmental payments to farmers for ecosystem service benefits. That's McGuarran mentioned that at the ABARE conference a couple of weeks ago, that had been confirmed nationally. Is there any proposal to link ecosystem service benefits through that system with environmental benefits through the National Water Plan proposal?
Well, look, in terms of what Mr. McGuarran may have said or may not have said, the environmental services issue hasn't been announced yet by the Commonwealth formally, and so I'm not prepared to really comment on that, although certainly there's been a lot of discussion in the Commonwealth about whether one would develop or otherwise a stewardship payment arrangement. If it was to be the case, clearly the linkages between what's developed on the, if you like, the natural resource management side and the water side, there needs to be much better linkages between both those areas than there has been in the past. And I've come from that area, so I'm hoping to make sure that we actually get much better linkages between the water plans and the NRM plans, which it would include, if it was to be part of that, include stewardship arrangements.